Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the beautiful mountains of California. Today, we're going to do our first listener feedback episode where I will answer questions that were sent to me over email. So here's our first email. First off, I love your podcast. It gives me a lot to think about. Are you going to have an episode on finances or money? That seems to cause me the most stress in my life. I can't imagine how to approach that in peace. Thanks again and keep up the good work. Sincerely, Ashley T. Well, thanks, Ashley. I appreciate your kind words. Yes, I am planning an episode on money and finances. It will be broadcast in probably the next month. So by the end of February, it will be live. Okay, let's go on to our next one. For the past 5 years, I've had trouble getting to sleep. I have a type A personality, and there's so much, quote, knocking around in my head, unquote, as you put it. I looked all over iTunes for a meditation to go to sleep and could not find a good one until I found the Peaceful Life. Your voice is so soothing and the three-step meditation works perfectly. The 3 nights I've used it so far, I've been asleep before A. Thanks so much. It's better than melatonin. Sincerely, Stephen R. Thank you, Stephen. That means so much to me. I like that you said you've been asleep before A. For our listeners out there who are not familiar with the go-to-sleep meditation, the last exercise is to recite the alphabet backwards from Z to A. So the fact that he's gotten to sleep before we've even gotten to A is a wonderful thing. And one thing I'd like to say is the meditation is about 17 minutes long. So if you get to A and you're still awake or you're on the verge of sleep, then let the podcast end and start the alphabet over again from Z to A and just keep doing that till you fall asleep. I guarantee you it only takes 2 or 3 times, even if you have a lot going on in your head. But thank you, Stephen, for telling me that the meditation is better than melatonin. I'm definitely going to use that in my marketing materials. Okay, here's the third one. I had to write you and tell you that I love the wake-up meditation, and in just a couple of days, I've noticed so many gifts to me and from me. I met a friend for lunch yesterday, and she brought me an actual gift, wrapped, something she saw in a gift shop. She kept saying, "It's not a Christmas gift. I just thought of you." And then in the grocery store, a woman who was carrying a baby had trouble getting something off of the shelf. She asked for my help. Gift! You're right. Maybe gifts were there all along, but now I recognize them throughout my day, and they make me so happy. I'm going to try to listen to Wake Up every day. It's already changed my life for the better. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace and blessings, Amanda. Well, thank you, Amanda, for such a wonderful email. It's so great to know that what I've created has helped other people. And I think it is important to recognize all the small gifts that you receive during the day because it does make you happier. And the only way you can recognize that is to be present in the moment. And that's what being mindful is. You approach your day as it's happening instead of always being constantly wrapped up in the past or the future or planning what you're going to do in 5 minutes in the next hour, but be present and recognize the little things that people do for you. Gifts can come in so many forms. They don't have to be wrapped up and given to you as an actual gift. It could be the gift of time. It could be the gift of attention or just, like I said in the episode, a smile that gets you through a difficult time in your day. So, Amanda, I'm really appreciative of your letter. I'm glad you're recognizing the gifts that you're giving to others and that you're receiving throughout your day. So to everyone, I love that you're listening. I love that you're writing me. This is a brand new podcast, and so I am so thankful people are writing me and telling me what I'm doing is actually affecting their lives. That is your gift to me. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life Podcast. Thank you for listening.